Since 2019, various stakeholders have been holding annual commemorations on the Nelson Mandela Day in South Sudan to honor the life and legacy of the former South African president, Nelson Mandela. Now, the event is usually a moment to reflect on Mandela's values and principles and to make positive impacts in our own communities. Well, this year's Mandela Day coincides with a 60-day kickoff to the historic Sustainable Development Goals Summit that is scheduled to take place on the 18th to the 19th of September 2023 on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Now, to talk more on this and other issues, I'm joined by the Ambassador of South Africa to South Sudan, Advocate Malodi Sam Mofe, founder and also the CEO. I mean, I'm also joined by the CEO Animo Tei Foundation, who is Animo Risasi. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Right. So let's begin with the Mandela Day. How can South Sudanese relate to this day, Ambassador?
Good morning to South Sudanese. South Sudan people relate with the legacy of Mandela because the walk he walked to free South Africa is the walk they've walked to free themselves from Sudan. And South Sudan and South Africa, we are bound together at the hip because of our common history in the past, fighting for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And Madiba's dream was a free Africa, free from want, a free Africa where all of us are free in Africa, in the same breath as other leaders who fought for freedom alongside Mandela in Africa, want, even today, a free Africa where Africans in Africa can realize the value of looking after our continent.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you so much there, Ambassador. Now, Animo, what are some of the values and principles that you think that we can pick from the life of Nelson Mandela?
I mean, key maybe is really reconciliation and peace, but also racial justice, gender justice, taking care of our environment. Mm-hmm. He championed education a lot. And I think for young people in South Sudan, these are key, especially as we strive towards the nation and peace-building agenda of South Sudan. We have so many lessons to learn from Mandela, and that's why, and his legacy and his life, and that's why we think that every year since 2019, we have to do something, you know, sort of commemorate his life and legacy, but also the lessons, and to spread that message around the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Is the foundation planning to do us on something, or...?
Yeah, so together with the UN in South Sudan and the Embassy of South Africa and South Sudan Red Cross and other stakeholders, we are planning to do a tree planting today at the STEM Center, the University of Juba, which is the theme that has been given to us as guidance from the Nelson Mandela Foundation.
Mm.
So this year we're focusing on climate change, so having trees planted, food gardens, and we hope to run this campaign all the way to 5th of December, which would be his 10th year anniversary since his passing, but it's also International Volunteer Day. So we want young people to really pick on this in terms of volunteering, putting yourself out there and sort of espousing those values.
Right. You're speaking about how we have started off by commemorating the this particular day. Now, from the time we started commemorating the Mandela Day, do you see his values and principles manifesting in some of our people, or we still have a long way to go?
No, I really think that young people are stepping up and they're really taking this on our own. When we initially started, we sort of didn't even have like budgetary allocation to do some of those things. And then over the years, we've seen young people really putting up resources, mobilizing, thinking of creative ways. Literally, the partners that have come on board are not really contributing, you know, sort of much, right? So it's really like just being able to amplify the efforts of young people to be able to advance this legacy.
Yeah. Right. Now, Ambassador, just kindly share with us some of the projects that South Africa is spearheading in South Sudan.
We are currently mm-hmm. working in South Sudan, in Jonglei State, doing exploratory work in terms of oil and gas exploration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big project, which project is aimed at ensuring that South Sudan plays its socio-economic role to empower her own people here and also the world. Post-construction of that massive project, the thinking is that there will be the biggest oil refinery here in South Sudan. And you can imagine how many jobs will be created for young people.
Mm.
And Madiba's legacy throughout was to look after young people. And we need to look after young people, children, the youth of South Sudan, because we hold this resource called South Sudan in trust for the young people of South Sudan. So
right.
we are duty bound in terms of, if we are to live up to Mandela's legacy,
mm-hmm.
we are duty bound to ensure that whatever we do for the benefit of the children of South Sudan. Might
right.
I just say,
mm-hmm.
the one thing that Madiba, who I knew personally, and my children played with his grandchildren, because he loved spending time with children. But his biggest moment in life was in 1994, where he put pen to the ballot box to vote for a democratic South Africa. Now, this is critical if we are to live up to Mandela's dream that here in South Sudan, we put all our hands on deck as South Sudan is preparing herself for the first democratic election in December 2024. People of South Sudan fought for their liberation here. But I think the most important step they want is, like Madiba,
mm-hmm.
I vividly see him. I was there when he put the first step. The whole world was looking just to vote. That is the most important thing, because
right.
that's what Mandela lived for.
Wow. Well, Ambassador, this year's Mandela Day coincides with the 60-day kickoff to the historic Sustainable Development Goals Summit. How would you describe South Sudan's progress towards achieving these Sustainable Development Goals?
I must be honest, having been there in the trenches as well from a very young age, 14, 15, fighting to free ourselves, South Africans, who were oppressed by the white minority apartheid government in South Africa, and relating with what people of South Sudan had gone through, I feel very great that since coming in here, I'm a year old here,
mm-hmm.
I feel home, and I'm very happy that amidst all the difficulties people of South Sudan are getting in terms of ensuring that they have all the resources to give South Sudanese a better life, the leadership under His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit is doing its best to ensure that people of South Sudan live better.
Mm.
The incessant conflicts which were there in the past are reduced substantively.
Mm.
I spent time going to different places in South Sudan. There is substantive peace, and we would want to urge the people of South Sudan to go on that trajectory
mm-hmm.
of appreciating life more than destroying life,
right.
so that they live to uphold the principles of, not only of Madiba.
Mm-hmm.
We have heroes and heroines in Africa who, when we just think about the sacrifices they made, President John Garang and many others, if we look at what they did for us,
right.
We must appreciate that we have to silence the guns.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Ambassador. Because of time, Anemo, what exactly are we going to be seeing in this 60-day kickoff to the Historic Sustainable Development Goal Summit, and how can South Sudanese participate?
So there's sort of a lot of activities for participation, but really key is some of the SDGs that South Sudanese have advanced. So on SDG 4 on quality education, SDG 5 on gender equality, on good health, we've seen a lot of progress in that regard. Obviously, the peace agreement, which is the RIARSIS, is the key factor for us. So we're seeing a lot of work around SDG 16. And so we're just really calling on young people in particular to push out that agenda, whether it's online, whether it's in your spaces, in youth spaces. And also that's why the key, what is happening today is really just a Kickstarter, but we hope to move forward until the SDG Summit and
right.
beyond.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much. Yes, Ambassador, what would your message be to the listeners on this Mandela Day?
My key message is that Mandela Day celebrated, across the globe. Since 2010, Mandela Day has been declared a Mandela Day. An interesting thing is that Mandela himself then, instead of declaring his birthday as a universal public holiday, he said, on my birthday, I want people to go and work, because Africa and South Africa in particular, we need to work to develop our continent. And that is why in South Africa and globally, there is the concept of everybody doing his or 67 minutes something to make sure that you make a difference for the poor.
Okay, thank you so much, Ambassador. And in less than a minute, what is your message?
We just really have to step up, and this Mandela Day is just another opportunity for us to do more, to advance the qualities and values of Madiba, and key around them is human dignity. And I think that as young people, we really must value human dignity. Everything that we do really should rotate around human dignity.
Right. Yeah. Anemo Risasi and Ambassador Malodi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariah, for having us. Happy Mandela Day.
Happy Mandela Day.
Happy Mandela Day.
To you too.